Today's guest is Jennifer Lawrence, Executive Director of SEAT. Well, Jennifer, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
We appreciate it. We appreciate it. Well, I'm going to start off like I always start off. Let's make it do what it do.
Okay.
Now, what is SEAT and how did you get it started?
Great question. People ask me that all the time. So SEAT stands for Social Enterprise and Training Center. And it started, I have to say, for me, I worked in the space of youth development, youth employment, and education for a long time. And you and I were talking the other day about this, and I had this vision of really we can do more. We need to do more. Our young people are hurting. Our young people want to work. They want to be part of society, but they don't feel like there's enough options. And so while I had been working in that space for a long time, I felt that we needed to do more. And I had a vision of what that looked like. Didn't know how I would get there.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But very fortunate. I was part of a large nonprofit in Schenectady, and they said it was okay for us to spin off. So we got the approval to spin off as a separate organization.
Great, great.
And we spun off as Social Enterprise and Training Center, really saying not only can our young people be trained, not only can our young people get an education and get jobs, but they also can be hired and do work in our community, and we can be a productive part of our community.
Great,
and give back.
Great. So can you talk about the mission of SEAT Center and what community needs it addresses?
Sure. So I always say that, you know, while we have a lot of business coming to the Capital Region, a lot of companies, a lot of opportunity, we actually have a lot of jobs that need to be filled. We have lots of young people in our communities that are underrepresented. So these young people don't know how to connect to those companies. They don't have the training and skills needed to get those jobs. And I always say, SEAT is that link that helps young people find a way to get connected to those businesses, but also helps those businesses, because I always say it's a two-way street. These companies in our area need qualified workers. They need people. And everywhere I go, I hear companies say, we need people who can work here.
Oh,
and we're
great,
not finding
great.
Enough people.
So how does the SEAT Center engage the businesses community in its mission?
Sure. So what we find out about companies is that they say, we'll train in the technical, but what we need are people who show up every day, are on time, have a good attitude, are willing to work, willing to try new things. So when we're talking to companies, we're talking about our training. We're talking about young people as incredibly intelligent, incredibly resourceful, resilient, and showing them our training program and how we're helping businesses meet that need of getting people in the door who are really willing to make a career with them. Because
our young people
are looking to stay local, to have a career, to build a life here.
So what's the SEAT Center's approach to education and, which is really important, the workforce development?
Thank you for asking. So what I would say is that I always say there are a lot of training programs. And you go through, maybe you're 6 weeks or 8 weeks, whatever, and then you get a certificate. But really what SEAT says is that we have to approach life holistically. We have to approach training holistically, which means, does it matter if you have a credential if you can't, if you don't know where you're sleeping at night, or if you don't have stability in your relationship? So we approach life with, we have social workers on staff, we have life coaches, job coaches, and we're addressing the whole person. So in that way, some of the barriers that people experience in employment are reduced through knowing that they have support around some of their basic needs.
Oh, that's good. So then that leads me to the next question. What are some of the programs that the SEAT Center is currently working on that's really enhancing the community?
One program that a lot of people may have heard of is Youth Build Schenectady. So in that program, our young adults who have not finished high school come to us to finish their high school diploma with us. And while they're doing that, they're learning job skills through building affordable housing. We also have a program, we've had a lot of young people who say, I have my high school diploma, but I still need assistance. I don't know where to go next. I'm not really ready for college. So we have a program, Train Up, that if you have a high school diploma, you can come to us and get training. We have an emergency medical technician training track. We have the construction trades, and we're starting a culinary training track.
Wow, that's great. So then my next question then, mm-hmm. What can we expect in the future from C? Because this sounds exciting. You got so many irons in the fire.
Well, I always say this, is that we only make sense in what is happening in the community. So I think what you can expect is that we will stay current with what's happening. We'll look to what businesses need, and we will be what we call as industry responsive. So we'll be responding to what the community needs and business community needs as those things develop.
So what I want to ask is, this seems like it was a dream of yours. You woke up a passion.
Yes.
Like any startup organization, was it hard to get financing? How are you financing yourself?
It's a great question. We are 100% grant-based, and they're all competitive grants. So we every year...
Got a scratch.
We are every year, yes. Putting it out there, and we rely on donations, we rely on foundation support, government support, but when you're meant to be, when you're doing something that you know you're supposed to do, you find
doing
a way.
Doing what I'm made to believe.
Right.
That's what I'm about.
You find a way.
You find a way. So how many people, how big is the staff at C?
Right now we have 12 full-time staff, and we serve about 78 students, full-time students a year.
And you... Actually, before you got into seat and you opening up,
yes.
You had a 9-to-5 grinding it out.
Yes.
Yep, just like most people. But you decided to say, hey, look, I'm going to step out on faith. I'm going to follow my dream. And before you did that, was it frustration that led you to start seat, or you just always had that burning desire in your belly?
Great question. I think there was frustration because I knew that I would be limited to what I could do based on my surroundings. And I knew that there was so much more that could be done. And I think sometimes you have to just step out in faith with a plan, and know that if you have that ability to do more, to push yourself to do more. So,
well, what can we see Seat doing? You're locally, right? Schenectady.
Yes.
All right. Give me the 5-year plan, and how big would you like to see Seat growing?
It's interesting that you ask. So one reason that we picked the name Seat, Social Enterprise and Training Center, is because it can be replicated. So it can be transported. So you could have a seat at Saratoga if you wanted to, or a seat at Poughkeepsie, or if you wanted to. So there is a ability to, and it also allows us to be responsive to the community or to the industry. So if there's a new industry that's coming up right now, there's a lot of discussion about the need for computer coding, for example, and we've been working with local organizations around that and where that might lead. This way, it sort of doesn't box us in. We are training in juvenile justice facilities around the state.
Okay.
We are doing
That's
work.
Good.
Yes, we are in 5 different juvenile justice facilities, training on the inside, and we just recently had 2 young men who, when they left, transitioned to us to services. Now that they're outside. So we see ourselves partnering with communities, doing what we do well, and partnering with communities and doing what they do well. And I think it's a win-win for everybody.
So speaking of the juvenile and the correctional system, what are you doing about preventive? Because sometimes we think once it happens, cure. But what are you doing to stop them before they get in that prison pipeline?
Right. I think, one time I heard someone say that a job is like the key is one of the keys to, how did they say it? But basically, working is one of those preventive things. If you're working, you have confidence, you're staying in, you're busy, you're feeling productive. And I think work is one of those keys to prevention. And what we hear when we interview young people, a lot of the young people we interview, they're 19 years old and they say, I really think my life is over. I really don't think there's anything to live for.
Absolutely.
And when they say, and we say, well, what do you want?
They're looking at their surroundings.
Correct.
Their immediate environment.
No opportunity.
No opportunities.
No one looking.
Economic.
No
examples.
Right. No example.
All right. No one that's been to college in their family. So it's just like, why me? How am I going to get out of this?
Right. So, and then the other thing we say is, well, what do you want? And everybody says, I want a job. Nobody says, I don't want to work. Maybe they need to understand what that is, but they all want it. So we really start with that idea of this is attainable for you. And then we work on all the other issues, because there are definitely other things that have to be addressed. But we can work on them once we find what that person is interested in, what their passion is.
So real quick, because I want to go back to the entrepreneur and the visionary part of it, because I'm a strong believer that if you have vision, God will give you provision.
Yes.
He will add to that. And you are a living testament to that. You say your funding comes from grants, federal or state. And how do you hash that out? Because I know that can be just mind-boggling.
It is. We probably, I think now we're up to 20 different funding streams. We do have federal funding. We have state funding. We have private and local support, city funding. And we're fortunate in our federal funding that expanded out to the city of Amsterdam.
Okay.
So we're serving Amsterdam in a larger way.
Great.
So,
last question before we end. How can listeners get involved with this Seed Center?
You know, I think that what makes us successful is being involved with the community and the community being involved with us in partnerships. We can't do anything without partners. So I always say, what is it that you do best? So I think listeners can be involved, one, by if you know a young person who is struggling, letting them know. You know, connecting them to us. Most of the young people that we work with, they're kind of slipped through the gap. They're in that gap. They've slipped through the cracks. So it's connecting young people. But also there's a lot of talent in our community. And people have talent to share. And I think we have that space where people can come in and share their talents with our young people.
Great, great. Well, that's it, folks. That's the Triple E's portion of the program. Empowerment, entrepreneurship, and education. And we thank you so much, Jennifer, for taking time out of your busy schedule to show up. I feel so much educated. And I'll end by saying this is H. Bosch Jr. Don't hear about making a difference. You need to be about making a difference.